introduce a new variety from NextGen, Americott, NextGen 3306. Got to acknowledge my co-author, Tom Brooks, is our plant breeder, and I'm with Tech Services with Americott. NextGen 3306 is an early mid-maturing variety, medium-tall plant height, excellent seedling vigor, semi-smooth leaves, very good storm tolerance, very good vert tolerance, similar to our 3348. Note of first fruiting brand 6.4. Turnout has been ranging 32 to 36%. Very good fiber package on this new early mid variety. Good staple, very good strength, good micronaire, and good uniformity. We think it's primarily adapted to the high and rolling plains. Its history began in 2005 with a cross made in Seminole by Dr. David Bush, and finally ended this past year as we named it 3306. It's a good testament to not only this, but others, as you've seen earlier today, on how many years it takes to develop these varieties. A lot of work by a lot of different folks go into these. Relative maturity, here I have 3306 on this scale here. Next to 3348, essentially no difference from that early mid variety that we have in 3348. And 6 to 7 days earlier than our 4012 and our next gen 1511. You'll see a lot about 1511 in this presentation. It's our most widely adapted variety, and I'm going to be comparing performance to that quite a bit. This green line here on the bottom is basically the number of days using the 30-year average from Lubbock, Texas during the bowl opening period. So again, you kind of get some sort of real-life estimate in number of days difference between these varieties. More locations here, including some competitor varieties. Basically, 3306 is coming in about the same maturity as Fibermax 2011, a little bit later than Delta Pine 1321, certainly earlier than 2484, 499, 1944, and Delta Pine 1219. In terms of its growth and development versus our next gen 1511, about the same plant height, so a medium to tall plant in 1511, looks very similar to 3306 at the end of the day, very similar number of nodes. It does begin fruiting slightly later than 1511. Bowl size is slightly smaller than 1511. Now, all my data slides are going to look like this, where the head-to-head comparison data is on the bottom, and then the percent difference for each one of these parameters are up top in the percent difference graph. So this is belt-wide, and again, we think the primary adaptation for 3306 is in the high and rolling plains. So this comparison also includes some data from the Mid-South Southeast, which we know now that variety does not belong there. So you can see a slight reduction from 1511, which is a broadly adapted cotton. We sell 1511, performs quite well all the way from Virginia to Arizona, Kansas, down to South Texas. Turnout tends to be about 2 points lower than 1511. But certainly staple, almost 2 staple units longer, about the same strength as 1511, a little bit lower mic, a little bit better uniformity, tends to have about 200 points better on loan value. This is different by growing region. We're going roughly from west to east. Again, these mid-south, southeast locations were taken in very early breeding trials. When we begin to discover this is a primarily West Texas germplasm. It really excels in the northern high plains, but certainly holds its own in the southern high plains as well as the rolling plains. So let's look at in the high plains. The northern is in the top table. Southern is in the lower table. Versus 1511, and we've had some phenomenal yields from 1511 last 2 or 3 years from northern high plains all the way up to north of I-40. So it's been a very good cotton for us, and we're seeing a pretty good yield difference, yield advantage for 3306 versus 1511 there. Again, you can look at the same differences in fiber qualities as you go across. There is that micronair difference, the 0.2 lower in mic there. Like previous speakers have said, last couple of years, we've seen the season cut off pretty abruptly in West Texas, and that can have a devastating effect on micronair. But certainly you see it Lone Advantage again. Go to Southern High Plains, it's within 15 pounds of 1511, so it's certainly holding its own. By the time you take into account the better fiber quality, again, you see that roughly 200-point spread between the two varieties. This is versus another early to mid variety or a mid-maturing variety that we have, 4012. I mentioned previously, too, that the vert tolerance of 3306 is very good. It's probably not as vert tolerant as 4012 is. 4012 and 4010, as well as 4111, are three of our varieties that are extremely vert tolerant. So it hadn't got that quite that kind of vert tolerance, but I wouldn't hesitate to put it on a vert field anywhere in the High Plains. So this is versus 4012 in the High Plains. You can see the yield difference here. Turnout's very similar. Again, that slight staple advantage, good strength, and the 4000 series that we have are very strong cottons. A little bit higher mic, and that's a good sign for us. A little bit higher uniformity. A little bit advantage here on loan value. Versus 4111. 4111 is our best-selling cotton. It was number 7 in the nation. It's a big dryland cotton for West Texas. But it also excels in irrigated conditions. Now, a lot of times it's not put in under irrigation because it lacks the Bogart II. But in the High Plains, at least we're about 7% within the high-yielding ability of 4111. Again, you can see very similar turnout. Very similar, if not slightly superior, staple. It doesn't have the strength of 4111. 4111 has excellent strength. A little bit better micronair, a little bit of uniformity. Very similar on loan value to 4111. Versus 3348, again, almost the same maturity between these two on the High Plains. No question about it. This is a excellent replacement for 3348. Certainly has an advantage in fiber quality, especially for strength. And you see the almost 400-point advantage on loan value. This is rolling up 3306 with a number of competitors across the high and rolling plains for 2013. You can see how it compared against 1511, 2011 on down the line to 1219 in terms of yield, turnout, staple. Nearly the highest staple, not different from the highest one. Strength, there are no differences among those. Micronair, very moderate on micronair. And loan value, you compare that to the entire list, it's the highest loan value, at least numerically, and crop value there. We had Dr. Wayne Keeling cooperate with us on an irrigation response trial, and this shows the crop value from what he termed a base irrigation treatment at La Mesa, one that was slightly less or a limited water condition to one that was a high water condition. And you can see here the purple line here is 3306. It was similar to 1511 and 4012. Under the low and then the base irrigation, but significantly better, certainly than 4012 on the high, and certainly comparing to something of very similar maturity, 3348, superior to it across the board. So in summary, 3306 is a new early mid that we have. It's about 1 week earlier than 1511. So as far as overall placement, we see this going north of Lubbock into the northern High Plains, where 1511 can get in trouble in terms of maturity at times. Particularly this year was a good example where we saw some of those mid-maturings varieties big get cut off quickly by the early freeze. It holds its own versus 1511 south of Lubbock, and certainly on any vert field that you may have in the High Plains, this is a good choice to try. Well adapted to both the high and rolling plains, excellent staples, longer than 1511, similar staple to 1944 Fibermax, excellent strength, is stronger than most of Fibermaxes, not quite as strong as our 4111, it's tolerant to vert, storm tolerant. Appreciate your time and attention. If there's any time for questions, I'll be glad to entertain any. Thank you.